White, black, yellow, tan. We are all people of color, and we must come to terms with who the enemies are. And it's not each other. First off, I must start with the fact that Jesus did not come to save our skin. He came into the world to save us from our sins and the saving of our souls. Secondly, the Lord said long, long ago that all nations are one blood. So then, what's the issues? The issue is that if you want to control a people, then you must divide the people so that the powers that are tolerated can then wield power over their subjects more easily. Mark 3:25 tells us, "And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand." The way that this is done is to go to the uneducated and indoctrinate and propagandize them by dividing through skin color, when the color of the skin has nothing to do with the moral or lawful issues. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that men should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their characters. Furthermore, Malcolm X rightly said, "If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing." He was spot on. Remember again what William Randolph Hearst stated, "You furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war." Now friends, this is exactly what is being played out today in America. You see, the powers that are tolerated need such useful idiots that continuously and ignorantly feed on and spew out their divisive narratives. G. Edward Griffin explains how since at least the 1920s, communists have had plans to use racial agitation, violence, and socialism for communist revolution in America. Again, this is what we're seeing today.
As early as 1928, the communists declared that the racial differences among our people constituted the weakest and most vulnerable point in our social fabric. By constantly probing and straining at this one spot, they calculated that eventually the cloth could be torn apart and that Americans could be divided, weakened, and perhaps even set against each other in open combat. We mustn't kid ourselves into thinking that the communists have placed their agitators only into the black communities. They're working both sides of the street. They want hatred, violence, and bloodshed between the races, and they don't care how they get it or whom they use, even children if necessary.
We have useful idiots such as Colin Kaepernick. We have FBI informant Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson spewing out narratives that are found over and over again to be unwarranted and unfounded. We see the politicians playing into the narratives and empowering the rioters and the looters, not the peaceful protesters, mind you, only to overthrow the Republican form of government we have on the behalf of their puppet masters to help implement a new form of global government. In other words, they are creating this to further divide the black people against the white people to incite them against one another. You see, unity destroys their objectives, friends. And by the way, aren't these the same people advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb, which is aimed at the blacks and Hispanics? Yes, in fact, they are, friends. They are playing out verbatim what Mao Zedong did in overthrowing the Republic of China, using the younger to overthrow the older. Now we have found for the last 7 decades in this country that the mainstream media has been illegally creating and fabricating stories beyond all measure in an attempt to deceive the people. We have also recently found that Raz from Chaz, Black Lives Matter's warlord, is supported by Dubai's government in hopes of an all-out war against white people. See, friends, Raz Chaz has been found handing out AR-15s to locals with a welcoming attitude while being filmed. He doesn't seem to be too worried about the police now, does he? We know that the narrative of George Floyd, friends, and the murder of George Floyd has been hijacked, and this has been proven 100 times since his death. The realization that the American people need to come to is that the powers that are tolerated, and it's the corrupt politicians and the CIA-controlled mainstream media who are the ones, in fact, that are fueling this narrative of divide and conquer. Until these people are lawfully dealt with, nothing's going to change. They don't have the freedom to break the law. The law applies to all of us, yes, indeed, but it also applies to those who are to uphold the laws, for they are not above the law.
BBSRadio.com.
The nail that I keep pounding over and over again, Americans
Peter
need
Marshall,
justice.
Chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to show this to you because, again, I don't know how many times I need to say it, but I guess I need to say it a couple more times. One of the things that we do over here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com, when you go over to that page, you're going to find right on the right side, you're going to find BBS Radio. You can always get us there, our videos, our audio, so on and so forth, okay? With that, I also wanted to show you that right here on the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, right side of the page, it says Bradley's Educational Videos. The reason I'm bringing this up is because people are saying, "Bradley, you need to share those videos." Where do people go to get those videos? Well, every single day, well, 6 days a week, that is, on the sonsoflibertyradio.com, I am highlighting the fact that we have educational videos educating people as to bringing about the resolve that they all claim that they want, okay? It's not only over on just sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's also over on sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm going over there for you right now so I can help you navigate this. When you go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you go to the middle of the page, and what you're going to find is also our Rumble feed, also our BitChute feed, and you're also going to find not only BitChute and Rumble, but you're also going to find our Brighteon feed there as well with all of these educational videos bringing the answers to the people. People say, "Well, Bradley, they're so advantageous." I'm pleased. I'm glad that they are. And that's why we made those videos. But again, folks, I'm making reference to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when I go over there, I go to the right side of the page. I scroll down just a little bit and I'm right there. Subscribe to that page as well. Subscribe to that page as well. We're not just leaving people hanging, friends. We are educating. People need to take more than just 10 seconds in navigating a page to find out all that these people are, namely Bradley, my afternoon show, and Tim's morning show. Okay, again, it's all on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to show you, friends, on the right side of the page, it's called Equipping the Saints. This is a documentary that we aired on TV locally
as well as did Dove Television pick it up and air it nationally for 42 weeks. That's all available to those that watch and listen to the show on a daily basis here at the Sons of Liberty. Again, here it is. It trains people up. It educates them as well. Also wanted to show you, friends, concerning that, because people say, well, Bradley, you know, where are we supposed to go to church? Well, you go to church here now on Sundays because we're being spent 7 days a week for the cause. And that is not a voice of condemnation. That's a voice of edification saying, listen, we're picking it up because we see the need. With that, that's 9 a.m. on Central time zone, 9 a.m. every Sunday. We are doing church. We have about 4,000 to 5,000 people that show up every week, as are we bringing about the answers again in educating the people. Again, Bradley's not just leaving people hang. Tim's not just leaving people hang. I have a testimonial here as well, and I want you to see it so it can be said that I told you. It's called My War. It is a comic book that we did with Danny Bulinati. Danny Bulinati is no longer with us. He took the experimental jab, the bioweapon. He lost his life, but the guy was second to none as an artist. He worked for DC Comics as well as Marvel Comics, and it took us about a year and a half, 2 years to complete my testimonial. At the end of that testimonial book, friends, you're also going to find a test in educating people with the Word of God throughout, as well as the U.S. Constitution, and that's what the test it addresses, okay? That's at the back of the book, as well as other things on the sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. It's all there for the finding, friends, if you're willing to look, especially at the store. We have a store. We also just recently put up Stephanie's music. Stephanie did church last Sunday. She seemed to have knocked it out of the park. And with that, we played some of her music that is now available. None other than Val Garay is the one that produced, recorded that audio, and the videos are available as well when you seek them out. Not only that, but also if you like the harder edge of music, we also have Alarm for War. That's another facet of the ministry. And what that entails, friends, is music videos that we put out worldwide as we toured with a secular band called Drowning Pool and Creed, putting ourselves in the middle of it because we're called to be the light that exposes the darkness, Ephesians 5:11, and that's exactly what we have done. So let it be said, there it is, okay? Also, if you want to check out who it is that we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 25 years, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're not talking about what we're going to do next, ministry, friends. We have been doing it for 25 years, and it gets busier every year. As a matter of fact, we got some dates coming up right now, and I'm waiting for them to accumulate a little more so before we post them on our schedule. But it looks like we will be going to the West Coast, as well as, it sounds like, Texas. Not only Texas, but also, folks, other states in our union, and we're looking forward to being a part of it. We got some dates coming up in Florida as well. Now is the time to book us. If you would like to book us, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. So now that I've shown you that, some people might be saying, you know, why so much? Because those that do the most, more is given, and they enter into the joy of the Lord. Read Luke 19. And is it true, the more you lose of yourself in the servitude of God and man, that you find your life? Absolutely. Enter into the joy of the Lord. You gain, folks, more joy as you're spent in the process of losing your life for the gospel's sake. And that's what we've been doing since day one, as I've said several times, on top of doing this 3,000 times publicly. Again, folks, if you'd like to book us, now is the time to do that. As well as, friends, just exemplifying Christianity, exhibiting Christianity, showing you our work of faith and a labor of love by what it is that we do, because you're to find your faith not in man, but in the spiritual what? Manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 4:20. Now, folks, I do want to let you know that this is what we're going to be talking about today, and I'm going to slow my roll on this, and I'm going to dissect this, and I'm going to bring you through several different categories in the process to really break it down. But we now see Donald Trump, before reoccupying office, to assail against the American people once again. He just signed an order. By the way, it's completely backfiring, and I knew it would. They're provoking the people. Trump signs an order against anti-Semitism at colleges, worrying free speech advocates. Well, if it was what it claims to be, then why would it worry free speech advocates? We're going to be covering that in just a moment. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truths found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikula family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
The world is yet to see what God will do with and for and through and in and by the man who is fully consecrated unto him, D.L. Moody.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just noticing on live chat again, all the parrots parroting the narrative of the bad guys because they understand not the judgment of the Lord. That is one of the things that's going to, it's confounded me since day one. Why 343 million people sit there and parrot what the one or the two are tolerated to do by the 345 million people. Isn't that the great wonder? How a whole nation of people know who all the bad guys are, and yet they do nothing but parrot their narrative. Shame on you. Yes, call them out. Yes, reveal who they are and the crimes that they have committed, Romans 3:20. But doesn't common sense say, doesn't it come into place to say that you're supposed to deal with the corrupt? What are those said politicians, are they above the law? Is this current administration in the past, are they a government unto themselves? Are they now a law unto themselves? Are they truly above the law that they're supposed to enforce? Well, constitutionally, I say nay. Constitutionally, friends, I say nay. But because of the ignorance of the 345 million people, they say yay. They say, we're going to do whatever you let us do. That's what they're doing. And that's what the narrative is that the good people in America continuously push. Mine is going against that, just for the record. I'm not going to sit there and feed off the narrative through the mainstream media to be subversive to who we are as a people and agree with it with my words. Where lies what? The power of life and death. That's found in the tongue. And I'm not talking metaphysics, but it amazes me how many people are caught up into the deception that they tolerate, Anyways, without belaboring that point once again, friends, we're just going to move on here. What we're talking about today is none other than what needs to be talked about, because this isn't about defending. In fact, what is happening is this is about attacking, and I'm going to get to that, but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to kind of move up to it and tee it up for you as I highlight each small portion and segment to prove the point that I mean to make. Illegal immigration. We know that federal government has been responsible, both federal and state, working together. They're not at war with each other, friends. They're not at war with each other. This is pro wrestling at its very worst. They've all allured the illegals in. They've all disseminated them. They've all dispersed them. They've all not deported them, but what they've done is they've flown them to their destination. That is called treason in America. But speaking of that, when they come into this country, are we supposed to coexist with those that break the law? Absolutely not. Matter of fact, Judges 5:8 tells us that they choose new gods and there was war in the gates. So that means when the American people, in the ignorance, which by the way was on display for you a couple days ago, that freedom of speech, I guess anybody can come into America and do and say whatever they want to say, and that applies to religion as well. They can come into America and they can attempt to establish their own government in the meantime, and in the hopes of what? Conquering who we are as a people. And yes, indeed, I'm talking about the Muslims, whose government, by the way, runs antithetical to our government. So it's an act of treason when they put their hand on the Quran and swearing to uphold our laws. Folks, that's an oxymoron. Again, that runs antithetical. I mean, how stupid and dull and insensible have people become in this country, as if to suggest those people that are coming from the Middle East actually want to assimilate to our way of life, when in fact they're putting their hand on the Quran. Yes, people are that blind. Yes, people are that ignorant. That is just the truth of the matter. And if you get mad, I praise God. But I want to let you know something if you're new here. Either you're going to get mad at your sin and what you're guilty of, 1 John 3:4, or else you're going to get mad at me. Either you're going to hate your sin or you're going to hate me. There is no in-betweenites. Okay? Welcome to the show. Wanted to let you know, the first thing I'd like to say is my father, he has a heart for the stranger. Matter of fact, when you look at Deuteronomy 10:19, we're to love the stranger. Yes, indeed. I do. There's no doubt about it. And I'm for the people legally coming into America to assimilate to our laws in our godly heritage. But when they come over here wearing the garb that they brought from them concerning the Middle East into America, I'm here to tell you that that is a sign that they're not here to assimilate. That's a sign that they mean to bring in their broken down culture. And what I like to say back to those people, if God was God, your God was God, then why is it that you had to come to America? You ask for help from a godly people, at least they profess to be. You ask help from a godly people, they give you aid, and what you do is you come in and you begin to attack that system that gave you aid. Talking about ignorance to the nth degree, friends, oh my goodness. Well, that's what we're seeing in part, right? But for the most part, friends, I do love the stranger. There's no doubt about it. And again, I'm for them. Individuals coming into America legally, again, to assimilate to our laws and our godly heritage. By the way, the rest of our forefathers and ancestors have, okay? Now, if they come in illegally, I got a serious problem with that. Many of them, by the way, that are coming into America to assimilate, they came in legally. They worked things out in the process to become an American, okay? They're not Muslim Americans. They're not Chinese Americans. They're not Japanese Americans. They're not Asian Americans. They're not Vietnamese Americans. They're not African Americans. They're not. You hear this all day, right? All day long, right? You know who's pitting people against each other, right? Politicians in the mainstream media. Isn't that crazy? We're not any of those. We're all Americans because we've all assimilated unto who? Our Lord, our God, the one that bestowed the freedoms upon us that we now have. Let's make distinction. But today, speaking of the stranger, we are watching the American government again allure the illegals to come into this country. And again, this is an act of treason. Read Article 3, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. Yet do not forget that right in front of the treasonous government are the apostates aiding the invasion by welcoming the illegals into this country. We have found by eyewitnesses, we've seen it on film concerning what's going on the southern border. Don't forget about the northern border Americans that they're now trying to remove so they can create what? One continent? That's a different topic. But if you go back to the southern border, we've seen that it was the Catholic Charities and Lutheran Social Services that were actually aiding them in their illegal acts. The question I have for you is, what would you expect from a bunch of antinomianists who have no regard for God's law? You know, one of the questions that you have to ask these people that are antinomianists, they have no regard for God's moral law. How is it that they claim that they're saved then? Because it was the law that was the schoolmaster that brought them unto Christ that they may be justified by faith, Galatians 3:24. How did they get saved if they didn't know God's law, which showed them their transgressions before a just and a holy law? Acts 20, verse 21, Exodus 20. They're not saved, and that's why they're acting like a bunch of lawless anarchists, aiding and abetting illegals coming into America. Well, they, both groups of people, are committing the act of treason. Pay attention to what I'm telling you, friends, because that's exactly what's going on. That is not the Church of Jesus Christ. That is the Church of the enemy, who is aiding our own destruction, and it's called treason, and they're selling themselves out for 30 pieces of silver, just like Judas. They haven't come to the realization that when they do that, it's just a matter of time before they commit suicide, before they fall into the pits that they themselves have dug. And why is that? Because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. What I wanted to say, friends, is let me answer with this. It's because they are being paid by the corrupt government with your tax dollars, speaking to those said churches that are aiding those that are committing the act of treason by illegally coming into America. But in many ways, this is exactly, like I just said, what Judas has done and did, the son of perdition, to that of Jesus when he sold him out with a kiss. He sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. Read Matthew 26, verse 15. And it is a judgment upon the American people for allowing it to happen in the first place. That's exactly right. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 through 50, they will be the head and you will be made the tail. That's exactly what's happening, friends. Right now, for those that don't know, what Donald Trump is doing by advocating removing the borders has been in the works for a long time. I played a video for you yesterday. This has been going on since the 80s. And he's just trying to incrementally do it because he sees that he has the approbation of the people, his blind idolaters, okay? And what is going to happen, friends, is if the American people allow this to happen, he means to basically consolidate more power to those that mean to control us, okay, by removing the borders. He's talking about just bringing the military to all be one state. We'll all be one military, one people, when in fact that's not the case. What's happening is you are being overrun, and the one that is ushering that in big time is Donald Trump. Or should I say, at least that's what he's trying to do right now, because again, his idolaters haven't opened their eyes to understand that tyranny and tyrants were loved by the people, not hated. That is the history that the people in this country have failed to learn up to this point. Now, I want to go back to this because many of the illegals that are being lured into America today are also bringing in with them the very gods, as they call them, that they served when they were in their native countries. And what's worse is the American government then dares to tell the people to coexist with them that mean to behead them. Well, Americans, let me say this. You've coexisted with the government, a very small portion that said go ahead and decapitate babies and dismember them and sell their body parts. And how have you done that? You're an accomplice to the crime. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The law of the land. The general misconception is that any statute passed by legislators bearing the appearance of law constitutes the law of the land. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2. And any statute to be valid must be in agreement. It is impossible for a law which violates the Constitution to be valid. This is succinctly stated as follows. Marbury versus Madison. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. Miranda versus Arizona. President Theodore Roosevelt was right when he stated that the things that will destroy America are prosperity at any price, peace at any price, safety first instead of duty first, the love of soft living, and the get-rich-quick theory. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
My name is Joe Sparra, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. At first, when I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly to his message, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all. Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com. Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I can safely say that we are the most censored platform out there in this country. There's no question about it, because we are going directly to the Word of God. We are pointing the finger at the responsible party, both sides, and telling them that they must hold corruption accountable, for if they do not, they will be overrun. 21 verse 7 of Proverbs. Read it when you get a moment. Isaiah 26 verse 9, the heart of God. Jeremiah 9:24. I mean, consider the very throne of God as righteousness and judgment, the very habitation of God. My goodness, friends, a fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. You that love the Lord, hate evil and love that which is good. Sincere religion is predicated and premised upon what? You love what God loves and hate what God hates. And how could it be otherwise when it's the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost has been given unto us? The love of God is measured by the risen Christ, not fallen reprobate man, people. Reprobate means to be left alone in their sin. They're dead in their sin. How does a spiritual man... how does a carnal man endorse what a spiritual God advocates for? I mean, let's think here. Read John 3:6 when you get a moment. But again, friends, I want to get back to this. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of both those pages. If you want to call in, please do. Now is the time, 281-845-4704. We got Sal calling from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Sal. What say you, my friend?
I just want to let you all know this happened under Donald Trump, too. And don't forget this, the USMCA. The trade agreement right. with the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And there are five parties that make decisions for the USMCA. Two of them are the U.S., and three of them are Mexico, Canada, and Mexico-related. So we already have a minority. And he's the one to set it up this way. And that's why he wants all these countries to be one country. It's not going to be one world. It's going to be no power to the people, and that's when the digital age will be ushered in, and you won't be able to go across town to that supermarket you like to buy stuff from because you can't buy things outside of a 15-mile radius from where you live.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, Sal. And who's allowing that? Who's allowing that to happen?
We are.
There you go. And so do you think that maybe what we should do is make reference to the law that condemns those that are committing the crime and actually mean it, stand up and enforce it in obedience to the Lord and establishing judgment, righteousness, and peace within the gate?
Yes.
Yeah, we should.
Absolutely. Agree.
Yeah, yeah. So here on this show, at least, everybody knows that Trump is a bad guy. I mean, if they want to refuse looking at his fruit, then they can go ahead and put their finger on their eyeballs all day long. But it doesn't alter the truth of the matter because we're going to live it one way or another. We're going to live it in the sense of we're either going to right the wrongs or we're going to allow those that have been committing the wrongs to continuously assail us with more of their wrongs, more of their injustices, more of their wickedness. As a matter of fact, I have in front of us right now Paul Warburg. He's the guy that said, we will have a world government whether you like it or not. The only question is whether that government will be achieved by conquest or consent. Wasn't he a Zionist Jew? Isn't that what they're pushing right now? That's exactly what they're pushing right now. So with that, I totally appreciate the phone call, 281-845-4704. Love to hear from some new callers, 281-845-4704. Not that we don't like the old callers. We always appreciate you guys, but you always make it your show when you do call. So new timers. Newcomers and those that want to go ahead and add to or take away, that's totally fine. Jude 3 and 4, it's all yours. Again, 281-845-4704. I just wanted to go back to this because I need to get quick about what I'm doing here because I was just talking about illegal immigration and there is no coexisting with those that are breaking the law, right? What gives us reference and what is our point of reference to make distinction between what's right and what's wrong, between a law abider and a law breaker? The law of God, okay? Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, okay? And I'm saying that for the very reason, friends, in finishing up this first point, that just because they come into America doesn't mean that the Lord loves the stranger in such a fashion. No, and nor does he tell his children, namely in America, the light of the world, to stand back and allow strangers that we're supposed to love, right, violate or transgress law. No, we're to look at them as criminals. And guess what? When they violate or transgress law, they have forfeited their right. See, criminals that are in jail today, friends, they forfeited their right when they committed the crime. Criminals don't have a right to continuously advocate for the wrong. We talked about this as well a couple days ago. But let me go back to these illegals that are being lured into America. It is what's worse about the illegals coming in is they were allured by the treasonous in government that are now telling the people to coexist with them. In other words, compromise who you are as well as what your beliefs are. And first and foremost, friends, just follow the politicians. Leave off Christ is what they're saying. And yet the Bible tells us to do just the exact opposite. Furthermore, that's exactly what our forefathers did when they were making an appeal to heaven and carrying the flags, no king but King Jesus, because they understood what was in man. And that's why they threw off the corruption across the pond. It's happening again today. If their God was God, as I said, then why is it that they're coming to America? Look at these countries that they're coming from. They're war-torn,
Civil War. They're desolate. There's nothing but rock and sand. And they keep praising the same God that they've created to suit their sins. And oh my goodness, when you see the things that they tolerate and what they say that their God tolerates, you can see that that is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is a God from beneath that doesn't exist. Why? Because we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and his name is Jesus Christ. And furthermore, friends, that is why the people are coming into America. That's why they're coming into America. Because they know it's the greatest country on earth. That's why they're coming here. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Hey, friends, you're not called to love on, in the sense of lawbreakers, in full balance. The fulfilling of love is what? It's found in the law. What is the fulfilling of the law? Love. Go to Matthew 22, 37. So what we want to do is we want to love them according to God's word by fulfilling the law and enforcing the law against their crimes to bring about repentance that they might find their faith in Christ. Oh, yeah. Friends, there's no coexisting with the people that deny the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who bestowed upon Americans the institution of government that we have today, Exodus 21, 25. Isn't this the very reason that foreigners are coming into America? Yes, indeed it is. Yes, indeed it is. So let's make it clear. What Americans are seeing today is not a simulation. The act of bringing a resemblance to the God who we serve, that bestows upon us our rights. But if it's tolerated by you, the people, there will be sooner or later war within the gates. And what's worse is that those who are advocating the illegal coexisting narrative are also the ones responsible for setting in motion the very destruction of their own country. So again, what direction should we be pushing? Obedience to the Lord or succumbing to the enemy that means to destroy our country? Again, that's one of those things that you're going to have to answer for yourself. I got to jump forward. I was going to give you another little piece, but again, if we get more phone calls, I'm going to have to cut another piece. But if you would like to call in, we can make that work. 281-845-4704. The black-white race card. Who drives this narrative more than corruption and corrupt politicians? Nobody does. Jesus said, a house divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And what is the narrative that the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, are pushing? Divide and conquer. A two-party system that doesn't exist. Now, while preaching out of state, I finished up talking, and when I was done talking, I said, does anybody have any questions? And this woman, this was in Michigan, as a matter of fact, this woman who had just happened to be a woman of color, she was black, she raised her hand and started off her question by saying, being a person of color, right, because she's been taught by the corrupt in government and the mainstream media that because she's black, she's the victim. That's nonsense. That's nonsense. So she started her question with, well, being a person of color, she said. I just shut her off. And I said, ma'am, I just want to say something before you get going. I said, I don't mean to cut you off, but before you go on, I just wanted to set your premise on the right foundation. Because I'm a person of color as well. Because white people are on the color scale, just like black people are. Okay? I'm no more of a victim than you are. Okay? She seemed a little confused when I said that. And as a matter of fact, she was a little dumbfounded. She was confounded. She was puzzled at what I just said. Why? Because she never thought outside of the box of her television set. I mean, how could she respond to this because she had never thought about how she had been indoctrinated to fall into the victim mentality outside of what the television has continuously taught her? Folks, it's the same thing that they're doing to you today. Another facet of that is the pharmaceutical companies. Every time you turn around, there's another commercial of pharmaceutical companies telling you how wonderful their drugs are for about 5 seconds. And then for 45 seconds, they're telling you all the side effects to those drugs. And then they tell you at the end of that commercial to live in victory. What are they doing? It's psychological manipulation. Hey, if you're going to live a victorious life, you need to be put on our drugs. This is insane, the stuff that the people put up with worldwide. Going back to this woman of color that played the victim. Folks, when you look at the apostates and the social justice warriors under the guise, you know, those that call themselves Christians, working with these criminally backed and government tied organizations such as Black Lives Matters, all five members, the KKK and Antifa, decrying that they are oppressed. Remember that they are merely attempting to browbeat their opposition into submission. With that, I'm going to get to the main topic on the other side of this break.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
My name is Joe Sparra, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. At first, when I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly to his message, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
BBSRadio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Folks, do consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty because I know some people don't understand this, but it really is true. Without your support, we can't remain. Again, I know that's really hard for some people to figure that out, but it really is true. And I know because we're on national radio, you guys all think we're just raking it in. Not a ministry like this, we're not. We're telling people what they need to hear rather than what it is that they want to hear. We're not going along with the narrative that the mainstream media is driving to divide and conquer by talking about the Republicans and the Democrats all day, blaming each other, only to find out that they're two wings to the same bird, two sides to the same coin, acting out on the same team because they have the same jersey on. We're not playing that game, friends. We see through all of that nonsense. One of the things that I wanted to get over to, final segment, again, 281-845-4704. Trump is signing on to an order against anti-Semitism. And what we're talking about right now, friends, is really making distinction between the lawful and the unlawful. Like, for example, the foreigners, they come in across the border, they play the victim, they break the law crossing into the border,
coming in illegally, which then deems them to be a criminal according to statute, our laws in this country, and in their law, their state laws as well, and in their country's laws as well. Matter of fact, we should do a whole show on what happens to you if you go into Mexico illegally. Let me tell you, it's not good. But no, come on in to America and go ahead and steal all that they have, because their politicians are playing the Judas on the people that they're supposed to serve. Luke 22:48. Okay, but what I'm saying, friends, is you got to pay attention in making distinction between how we're supposed to love on them. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. But what's interesting is when you look at this, now going back to Trump signing this order against anti-Semitism, I want you to look at me, because I've been in ministry for 25 years, and I have still to date, and I've been in Israel in 1992, by the way, but I do want to tell you that to date, I have never, ever heard any anti-Semitic thoughts, narratives, attacks in any sense of the word. So the question that needs to be begged here is, why is it that Donald Trump is signing an anti-Semitic bill at colleges worrying free speech advocates? I want to tell you why. Because the people are wide awake to what's going on here with what he's trying to do. This is another attack on free speech. That's all it is. It's also, friends, a light that is shining directly on Donald Trump and his current administration as to tell you who they are employed by, because they're working against Christians, Americans. Okay? Here, let me get to this. War is when the government tells you who the bad guy is. Revolution is when you decide that for yourself. Who said that? Nobody better than Ben Franklin. Who knew better than our forefathers? Let me say it again. War is when the government tells you who the bad guy is. Oh, they've successfully done that. I mean, how many American boys have fought, bled, and died fighting against countries that have never done a thing against we the people in this country? No more than those that are calling the shots and creating the war and making the money, telling us and casting into our minds by the mainstream media as to who to hate and who to love. And what do? We send our boys over there to go ahead and topple countries that have never done a thing to us a day in their life. And you better bet your bottom dollar you're going to pay the piper on that one, Americans. You're hated by these countries because of what you've allowed your politicians to do to those countries. You better understand that's exactly why they want vengeance, okay? But again, listen to what Ben Franklin said. War is when the government tells you who the bad guy is. They do it all day long, just like what old Donald's trying to do right now. Con man Donnie, trying to tell you we need to stand up and defend these people while what? While we attack Christians. Because that's exactly what they're doing. Now, again, Donald Trump signed on to what he calls an order to stop anti-Semitism, which is under pretenses a false or a fiend covering an attack on free speech. Propaganda outlet NPR disseminated that Trump signs order against anti-Semitism at colleges. In other words, he better shut those kids down, because I don't want to get their message out, because they know better than the people that are worshiping me right now, Acts 12:22. I don't want their parents to find out what I'm really doing here. Well, guess what? People are really starting to find out what's going on with Donnie and who it is that he's working for. President Trump, the occupier of the White House on January 20th, signed an executive order that is not congruent with the Constitution, which renders it null and void, P.S., on Wednesday, that will make Title V of the 1964 Civil Rights, notice the names they use, Act, apply to anti-Semitic acts. Hey, folks, let me tell you something. All crime is motivated by hate. Let me say it again. All crime is motivated by hate. There's already laws in the book that condemn the crimes against any innocent person. So why is it that he's got to give a special nod? Or why is it that he's showboating this bill, for example, and they're calling it anti-Semitism, but what they're not telling you, Americans, is it's anti-Christian is what it is. Okay? The executive order takes indirect aim at the boycott, saith they, divestment and sanctions movement that has generated intense controversy on college campuses. In other words, the corrupt don't want you to know the Zionist Israelites what they're responsible for doing. Oh, that's true. It's absolutely true. I just showed you Paul Warburg. What did he say? We will have a world government whether you like it or not. The only question is whether that government will be achieved by conquest or consent. Well, they're hoping for consent. That's why they're doing. That's why they're putting Donald Trump in a positive light. Yeah, this is just crazy. I mean, you can't even. And you know what, folks? Let me ask you something. Just go ahead and look up at the screen. People figure this stuff out like 8 years later. This is Donald Trump hanging out with the worst president in history, said Donald Trump. Palling around with him. Isn't it interesting that this guy up on the top, he discovered what I've been telling you for 8 years. Trump sure looks chummy with all of his enemies that are trying to destroy him, doesn't he? Americans, how many times are you going to play the fools? Well, we can see you're going along with it again. Let's get back to this. Title 6 bans discrimination based on race, color, or national origin in programs and activities such as colleges and universities that receive federal funding. The executive order will extend the ban to discrimination based on the anti-Semitism. Folks, there is no such thing. What are they talking about? Well, here, let me tell you what it is about. It's about them silencing Christians. It's about them trying to pass through a bill to go ahead and change the wording in the Bible. You want to hasten the judgment of God upon yourselves even faster than it is already? Go ahead and play with his word. Go ahead and play with his blood-bought word, because the Lord will not tolerate it. Hey, listen to me, bad guys. I don't care if the whole world is filled with you. Psalm 27, verse 1. In this I am confident. That will be your first and your last move, is to go ahead and meddle with his word. Read Revelation 22. Start in verse 18 to the end of the chapter. He will add to or take away the curses if you meddle with his word. If you omit, you add to or take away. And yet these clowns, for some reason, all of the folks, you know what? They're all smiling and they're all laughing and they're all buddy-buddy. You know what? They're all useful idiots too. And you know the ones that are giving these guys directions? They're useful idiots too. Do you see how the enemy has deluded the minds of those that think that they're in charge when in fact they're in charge of nothing? I can almost bet my bottom dollar, folks, when these guys are laying on their deathbed, just like others that have warred against the God of the universe their whole lives, they begin to question everything they did when they were on their deathbed. And I wonder, like, for the likes of a Rockefeller or the Bushes or those that preceded them in their tyrannical ways and trying to set a nation of people against the living God and making war against him, Micah 3:5, I wonder what they're thinking now. I can almost tell you positively what they're thinking right now. That was the first mistake, and it was my last mistake. And yet you have these clowns in the circus of politics that want to go ahead and dare the justice of God. And you know what's worse than that? The majority of the people in this country that let them get away with it. Because you're considered an accomplice in the face of a living God. Hey, folks, Trump signing onto this bill, as they call it, it's all unconstitutional. Hey, folks, they can go ahead and sign whatever they want to sign. I don't care. I have no care for what they're saying. What I care for is the fact that the people know better as to what he's doing and who he really is, and that they'll stand up and lawfully deal with these criminals. What Trump is doing here is inciting and pitting people. It's a revolutionary act against one another. Hold on, friends. We're going to finish this. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. We'll finish this up. Okay, guys, that's the end of that show. I want to finish this because it's important that we do, and maybe we can get to some more of the details in finishing up this segment. But what I want you to know is what Trump is doing here, he's inciting the people by pitting them one against another. Okay, it's just a different group against another people. If it's not the blacks against the whites, then it's the Muslims against the Christians. You get the point, right? If it's not the religion, then it's their race, their ethnicity, so on and so forth. But folks, we have to see beyond all of that. We have to see beyond the little antics that the enemy uses and the games that he plays with the people at large. And I'm going to show you that in just a moment. I was just telling you that what he's doing right here is a revolutionary act. And it is backfiring, by the way, big time. What he's doing is, and what they are doing is, they're withholding the details of whom he intends to defend. Okay, namely, those said people that call themselves the Israel of God that are attacking the Israel of God. Okay, that's who he's defending here. That's why all of his buddies are all going over to the Wailing Wall and showing their allegiance to who? Why are governors leaving the United States like Ron DeSantis and others and Abbott? Why are they going over to the Wailing Wall and showing their allegiance? Anybody got an idea as to why that is? We're the ones that God chose to support them, not them to support us. And we're blessed because we support them, but we're blessed because we support the Israel of God, not the synagogue of Satan. Again, make distinction. Jesus gives us distinction continuously and constantly, if we'll only avail to the lessons that he teaches us. Okay? Read Revelation 3:9 again in Romans 2:28 and 29, and also go over and see the example that Jesus gave in John 8:44, because it's all there for you to pick up as to what the lessons are. And if we can't see clearly as to what he's trying to teach us, then I got to honestly say, I don't know that I can help you. Okay? I don't know that I can help you. I'm looking for a piece right now, and I want you to see it because, again, it shows you who those that Donald Trump and friends are working for. And it's not, again, the Israel of God. It's those that mean to overthrow the Israel of God, Christians. And guess who's helping in aid concerning those that mean to destroy themselves? The evangelicals of the church today, just like those that supported Adolf Hitler back in the 30s to their own demise. Oh, yeah, if you haven't seen the books, friends, Bonhoeffer talked about it. Not only was it Bonhoeffer, but Martin Niemöller as well. It was the churches that aided Adolf Hitler to power. It's the same thing that you're seeing today in America, if you see it for what it is. And there's no getting around it. Hey, folks, they know, as a matter of fact, what they do is they call themselves Christians, yet they know not his word, John 7:17. And what's interesting about it is they claim that they know what they're doing when they're supporting Israel, when they don't even know what the word of God says. Can you make that up? No, you really can't make it up, can you? No, but these are the people that are just adamantly set in support of Israel, the Israel that is man-made, of the synagogue of Satan today. The one that Donald Trump is trying to sell the people. Isn't it interesting as well? Donald Trump is defending, he says, the Jews while he's attacking the Christians. Can you make that up? No. Are people seeing the correlation? I certainly hope so. I don't know what's difficult about seeing what it is that we need to see here, but it is, in fact, right in front of our faces to see. I seen somebody recently say, you know what? Martin Luther was a bad man. He was a really bad man because he was an anti-Semite. No. Make distinction between who the Jews were, because there's good Jews and there are bad Jews. Now, I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I was looking for this extra piece where I wanted to show you actually what Donald Trump is supporting. And I pulled it up just the other day and shown you what it is, in fact, that they're advocating for. Yes, thank you, Lord. I do articles, and they go across the boards to 40 different outlets across the country. A couple weeks ago, I did one on how they are attacking the Bible, which is humorous within itself. The Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that would oppose it. They haven't learned that, but they're about ready to learn that lesson. But I do want to say this. It's interesting that I got a bunch of letters back from people from this certain outlet that were telling me it's about time somebody had the backbone to say what needed to be said and making distinction between the Jews of the Lord and the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Well, just a couple days ago, I was talking to one of those outlets, and he said to me, Bradley, he goes, I received a lot of heat concerning what it was that you were talking about on your article concerning those that are attacking the Word of God. He goes, I understood everything that you were saying, that you are making distinction between the good and the bad, the evil and the righteous. I said, that's exactly what I said, and that's exactly what I was saying. But those that claim to be there supporting the Israel that Donald Trump promotes, they don't want to check into the facts, because why should they? As long as they call themselves Christians and they profess the name of Christ, somehow or another, they believe that they're going into heaven when nothing could be further from the truth. You know what he said to me? I received several letters of accolade, a commendation, saying, man, thank you for finally saying what needed to be said from this certain outlet. You know what the guy that oversees the outlet said? Bradley, don't send me any more of those articles. He goes, because of all the heat that I took. Therein is the problem with the American male right there. I can't stand the heat. Though he knew what the evangelicals in America are supporting are the synagogue of Satan, he didn't want to take a stand for the Lord, though he says he loves the Lord. There's no worse man on the planet. I posted this. Rabbi Harry Wotton said in 1939, Judaism is communism, where the state rules all. Internationalism, the universal brotherhood of man, the emancipation of the working class in human society, it is with these spiritual weapons that the Jews will conquer the world and the human race. This is who Donald Trump is supporting. This is who the evangelicals in America today are supporting. And they're doing it willfully, because they want to go no further than not what Jesus Christ said, but what Donald Trump said. Now, I can't blame Donald Trump for being a con man. I can't blame Donald Trump for being put in the position that he is in, because it's the American people that have put him in place to be exactly what he is. And he is a devil incarnate. What this man says and what he does are every single time, almost without fail, which kind of contradicts itself. What he says, he does the opposite. What he says, he does the opposite. Okay? But this is what I want you to get. It's the president's job to enforce the law against all crimes. Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. The problem that they have and will continue to have is that this violates the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, and they all the well know it. But do the American people know it? Yes, they do. See, what are people not allowed to dissent in question? Yeah, they can dissent all day long in the face of tyranny. Absolutely, that's what a law is put in place for. When they see tyranny at work, are they not to dissent? Absolutely, they can, and they are. Furthermore, they have every God-given right to do so. The church in America is called to be Protestants, Protestants. Okay, it's our job to expose the evil, Ephesians 5:8, by being the light. See, they see Trump and those who he's working for they are, and how it is that they are playing the victims in the face of their crimes. Now, what's amazing to see is how the people think within themselves that a said president can do whatever he wants, is that he wants without the people to resist. In other words, I can do whatever I want to do, and I don't want to see any resistance. And if I do, I'm going to sign on to a bill that basically censors you. Baloney. Nonsense. That's the whole purpose the First Amendment was given, friends. It's also quite telling, is it not, to see what it is that Trump will stand up for? Isn't it interesting that he's standing up for the very people in the same spirit concerning their ancestors that stood there and said, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. Your blood be upon our children, say they in their madness. See, that's what they want to eradicate out of the Word of God. They want to take the fingers from being pointed at them, from being pointed at them. Hey, folks, Messianic Jews are repentant Jews. God offers them mercy and grace. Why? Because they met him on his terms. See, they kissed the Son. They met him according to his commands, not to their reprobate stance. Let me ask you something. Did Trump enforce the law against those who are attacking the Israel of God Christians? Nope. Did he sign on a bill defending the Christians in America? Nope. He did not. This bill, I'm just here to tell you, means to silence them in defense of those Zionists and those that are the synagogue of Satan that call themselves Israel. That's exactly what this is. So they can attack more. I mean, I just gave you two quotes, friends. They already told you what they wanted to do. Hey, folks, the people in Israel are even trying to tell the West what's really going on. I shared with you before during the pandemic, Netanyahu was impeached by his own people. Why? Because those individuals in that particular country said that he was committing a genocide against his own people. And yet when you look in the West, how they sell it to the Western evangelicals, oh, they praise him. They love him. But yet the people that live under him hate his guts. They said that he was responsible for committing a genocide. He was just refused from going to Poland in a memorial to those of the Holocaust. You got to ask yourself the question, why? Because they know something that you're not getting information on concerning Netanyahu. Oh my goodness, Americans. This is nothing new under the sun. They are doing their best, these Zionists and these Jews of the synagogue of Satan. They're doing their best to play the victims of hopes and in hopes of browbeating their political opposition, namely the Christians. And they'll use by whatever means necessary, and it's exactly what they're doing. Right now, all the college students, which you're seeing across the country, are those that are calling out in the same direction that I am concerning what Donald Trump is doing here. And it's completely backfiring. Hey, another question for you, friends. When was it federal government's duty to take our money out of our tax coffers and then reallocate those to the colleges to only teach what? What the federal government says that they can teach. That's illegal. That's a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. But as long as the American people don't know, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. It's exactly where you're at, Americans. You're in trouble because you don't think. You have a fundamental problem. Let me tell you what it is. You still remain in your sin and you're dead in it. Repent and believe. This is what it's all about. And they're doing this by leaving out particulars when it comes to this anti-Semite bill. They're not telling you who's pushing it. Are you guys tracking with me? Now, let me ask you something. If I were to look at two men who were Chinese, okay, two men who were Russian and two men who were Israelites and two men who were from America, and I can go on and on, do I judge them because of their ethnicity or what country they came from? Because they're both from the same country. Those that I just highlighted, let me say it again. If I were to look at two men who were Chinese, two men from Russia, two men who were Israelites, and two men from America, do I judge them because of their ethnicity? Because they're both from the same country. Of course not. I don't just say they're both good men, do I? And I don't just say they're both evil men, right? No, and the point that I'm making is there's good Jews, and there's Jews of the synagogue of Satan. You make these judgment calls all day long. I have no idea why this is difficult. Let me take it another step with this thought in mind. Do I judge them because of the color of their skin? If they're black men, brown men, white men, yellow men, red men, etc.? Of course not. No. I ask you, and we got the time, what distinguishes them one from another? This is what the media never covers. They do it just exactly the opposite way. They take a black man, they take a white man, and they pit them against each other. They take a Christian, and then they take another religion, and then they pit them against each other. Oh, folks, they use titles all day long. They use names all day long. I think of even another point to make is when Bush, right after September 11th, he said, either you're with us or you're with the terrorists. Well, what does history teach you, friends? They were the terrorists. You understand? What were they doing? Pitting people against each other in hopes of defending themselves. Wasn't it Goebbels that said, accuse others of what you're guilty of? That's what you're seeing here, friends. That's what you're seeing here. Again, what distinguishes them from one another? It's not their country. It's not their ethnicity. It's not the color of their skin. Let me tell you, it's the content of their character. What is Donald Trump doing here? He's lumping everybody in one lot. I don't know of one single case of ever hearing anybody kick out an anti-Semitic narrative. The only thing that I've ever learned it from was Schindler's List. It's the only time I've ever seen it. You understand? It's the only time I've ever seen it. And this is another reason why people are questioning that history as well in many cases. So again, what distinguishes them one from another? The content of their character. That is how we're to judge them. And this applies to all people worldwide. But apparently not those that Donald Trump means to use as a political battering ram to upend his political opposition. Because again, that's what this is all about. Now, you all do know that simultaneously while he signed this bill, you also know that their Congress is doing their best to try to change the wording of the Bible because it's anti-Semitic. I strongly suggest, Americans, you do not allow that to happen. That is very dangerous. And nor do the American people, namely the Christians, and they haven't given delegated authority for them to do that. How is it that you've come up with this government that they're just a government to themselves and they can do whatever they want to do? Oh, because you say they were voted in. And more than not, they're not voted in. No, they're there to apply the law in every given scenario. They're to be ruled by that law. After all, that's what they swore to uphold, right? Yeah. It's pretty crazy how ignorant people have become. It is. Now, let me ask you, in ending, how many times have we seen a small group of people being used by corrupt halls of government, mainstream media, using them as a political battering ram? They've done it with the Sodomites. They've done it with the Muslims. They've done it with those that are for murdering their babies. They put them in the victim position. Little testimonials I have, and I caught it right away. But isn't it interesting that the government is giving out through the states, they're using your tax dollars to murder your children. You know this, right? Sheriff Mack talked about this last week. They're using your money to murder babies. They're stealing your money and giving it to Planned Parenthood that are murdering babies, dissecting them, and selling their body parts. That's your government. That's what you tolerate because they work for you. But you know what I noticed is women wearing shirts that if they could have murdered another one of their babies, they would do it. Or how about this one? You know what? I had an abortion and I'm proud of it. And then what they do is they go out into the streets, those that have murdered their babies, Proverbs 6:17, 20:13 of Exodus. They murder their babies and then they go out onto the street corner and they have a sign that says, "Stop the war on women." Is it a war on women, or is it those women committing war against the innocent in their womb? This is what's going on here. This is, it's not about defending anybody. This is about attacking Christians. That's why it says on the second part of this propaganda outlet, worrying free speech advocates. Here, let me just say it. I'll be the example. I'll happily be the example. That ain't going to happen here. I don't care if you get the whole country to stand on the side of this con man. It ain't going to happen here by the grace of God. I don't know how many different ways I need to say that or demonstrate that, but that's all I've been doing. If it's in the word, I'm going to stand with it. If a representative does the right thing, I'll stand with him. If he does the wrong thing, I'll stand against him, even if I have to do it by myself. I'm not putting up with none. Hey, folks, that Bible is blood-bought. Too many people died sealing that covenant that we have in the Old and the New Testament. And you think that these synagogues filled with a bunch of people that want to play the part of being the Jews of the Lord, when in fact they're the opposite, Do you think that those that are born of the Spirit of God don't see right through these devils? Because that's exactly what it is. Oh, and you say, well, Bradley, who are you to judge? Do remember, that's our purpose. That's our wisdom in the sight of the nations. That's Deuteronomy 4, 6, 7:24 of John. But do remember that those that were crying out, your blood be upon us, those that were crying out, we have no king but King Caesar, do remember 40 years later, they were pinned. You go to Fox's Book of Martyrs. I got the book on the other side here. Go ahead and see the history of those people, because it was a judgment that they wished that they didn't have to go through. They were 1,300 of them. I'm sorry, 1,100 of them, Old English, were pinned to the walls and crucified to the walls. Who are they? Those that were crying out, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. The Lord gave them over to the one that they wanted to beholden to. Those that they wanted to submit to, the Lord gave to them. For 300 years, they were judged. 300 years they were judged. And we have clowns like this in the circus of politics that want to go ahead and dare the justice of God. Hey, folks, what I'm seeing and what I'm sensing here are these, you know, they say abortion and murder. Or I'm sorry, abortion and sodomy. When you begin to attempt to normalize that, that's the end of your country. Go to Amos 4, you can find it. But when you start attacking the Word of God, you better understand who you're attacking. When you as accomplices in this country stand back and you still cannot, many of you still cannot see this guy for who he really is, regardless of I took you to a tree and said, what kind of fruit's on that tree? You would tell me, well, that's an apple tree and that's an orange tree. Oh, you're smart. Look at the fruit that Donald Trump has bore. What kind of fruit is that? Is that righteous fruit? Or is that wickedness? Is that pro-American or is that anti-American? Is that anti-New World Order or is he promoting a New World Order? Well, he's going the right direction to promote everything that he shouldn't be promoting right now. Oh, and he might throw a pro and a con here, friends, just to kind of keep people deluded with all the good things that he's done to keep his worshipers satisfied, because that's what this comes down to. I would suffice to go so far as to say we're in more of a dangerous position than we have ever been in this country since the War of 1812. Because of the way that the people are just blindly following along with whatever their politicians lead them to. The blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch. Yep, that's where we're going. And folks, it's for us, though there be few, it's time for us to stand up and play the men and the women of God. I want to end it with this. How many times, as I said, we see a small group of people being used by the corrupt in an attempt to use them as a political battering ram against their opposition all day long? When are the people going to see this for what it is, why it's so important for you to know the Word of God, to know the Constitution, and you will see what corruption is once again attempting to do to the masses by setting a particular people in the place of victims, only to find that they are the ones, in many cases, perpetuating the crimes. Eleanor Roosevelt said, pit race against race, yours truly, religion against religion, prejudice against prejudice, divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. This man means to give your enemies power to rule over you by attacking your foundations. And yet he has the audacity to profess to be a Christian. And those that follow Donald Trump, you have the audacity to call yourselves Christians when you don't even see the devil in action. 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. 7:16 through 20 of Matthew. Folks, for the record, we're going to go ahead and call it. We went over another half hour, but I do want to say, if you'd like to get somebody on the show that is dodging me like a bullet, I would love to get him on here. Candace has played one that is dodging us. Charlie Kirk, somehow or another, he's just not getting the message. We've had Ben Shapiro on, as I've shared with you in the past. I'd like to have a conversation with him again. Interestingly enough, folks, any of these talking heads across the boards, Dan Bongino would be great. Sean Hannity would be great. Tucker would be great. Mark Levin would be fantastic. He sits there and talks about how he's a constitutionalist, but yet he's sitting there playing the divide and conquer game. Oh, folks, the list goes on. Get him on the radio program. We'll see how they're misleading the American people. Because in many cases, more than not, easily, hands down, 9.5 out of 10, you're being misled. You're being misled. Love you by what we do. Go check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. It's time for you to get your game on. It's time for you to, again, get back to the Word of God. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. That's the first thing for us to know. And then know the author of it. And to be empowered by the Holy Ghost, Acts 5:32, to get the job done. Because just like I told Tim this afternoon, I'm growing shorter and shorter concerning what I'm seeing out there. And I'm not going to play games with people that are on this radio program. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about I'm not going to let them spew out their narrative that does not exist. And I think we got a good little taste of that just a couple days ago. We're in dangerous times, Americans. And it's for us, though we be few, for us to stand up and play the men and the women. The history of the church, our backs are up against the wall, and here comes the Lord. Our backs are up against the wall, and here comes the Lord. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. That's been my interaction and intercourse with the living God in Jesus' name, and he has yet to fail us. Love you by what we do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Just giving you a heads up, we have a church on Sunday as well from 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday as well. Cool. Talk to you guys tomorrow. I got you tomorrow, Saturday. Got you from 1 to 3 tomorrow. See ya.